Has someone ever told you to do something one way and you decided to do it a completely different way? The result is usually not so good. In Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 through 3, there were two priests named Nadab and Abihu who decided to do something one way, different than what God said, and they were severely punished. First things first, this event occurs when the Israelites had crossed the Red Sea and left Egypt. God had given them the Ten Commandments and His law. This became known as the Law of Moses, which the Jews had to follow. This sets up the background for Nadab and Abihu. They were sons of Aaron, who was the brother of Moses and a priest. They were offering unauthorized fire to God. In Leviticus chapter 16, verses 12 through 13, it says that the priest must offer fire from the altar that was used for sacrifices. Nadab and Abihu didn't use that fire. It doesn't tell us what kind of fire they used, but it wasn't from that altar. They were immediately killed by fire from God, and God took this very seriously. Jesus also takes this very seriously. Could you please turn to John chapter 4, verses 23 through 24. And it reads, "But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." Jesus is telling us how to worship properly. God told Nadab and Abihu how to worship him properly, and they didn't listen. Jesus also tells us in Revelation chapter 5, verses 12 through 14, that he is worthy of our worship. How does this apply to us today? All of us have to worship God's law correctly. He's authorized us to do some things in worship and not others. In Ephesians 5:19, I need to find it. It says, "Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." He's telling us to sing and worship, but it doesn't say anything about instruments, which means we should just use our voices. In Acts chapter 20, verse 7, God tells us to worship on Sunday, not Saturday or any other day of the week. Also, in Acts 2:38, he tells us we must be baptized to be saved to go to heaven. Not, "Oh, you don't have to if you don't want, it doesn't really matter," but he tells us we have to or we won't go to heaven. There are lots of different denominations who have not followed what God said, and there are similar examples in the Bible. In 1 Samuel chapter 13, Saul offered sacrifices when he wasn't supposed to. That was the job of the priest, and Saul was the king. And Nadab and Abihu should have listened to God and offered the correct fire. In a way, we have to offer the correct fire, but it's not fire, it's worship. And if we all offer the correct worship, we'll all go to heaven.